Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Rex Harriman, the man that is being accused of being the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murderer, charged with 2 more murders. One, Jessica Taylor, whose partial remains were found near Gilgo Beach in 2011 and then linked to other partial remains that were found 8 years earlier in a remote wooded area in Marionville, but a 45-minute drive east. And another murder he has been charged with, Sandra Costella, 28-year-old New York woman whose remains were found in 1993 in the Hamptons. Her long unsolved murder has not previously been associated with the Gilgo Beach investigation until today. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. I know a lot of us were expecting at least one more charge today, but 2? Surprised?
No, I'm not. I think there's going to be more.
Yeah.
For us on the outside looking in, they've just added 2 decades to his activity in terms of times of being active, because now we're going back to 93. I fear that there's going to be a lot more. The question will be, can they piece together? But the one thing that we know based on what happened today is that they're trying, and they are actively trying to put victims on this guy because they know he was a monster, and this is not spurious evidence they're coming up with. The DNA stuff with his hair is he's the guy.
I'm always
the biggest innocent until proven guilty, but in terms of which, you know, and I always say, all right, look, we got to wait until trial, which is always true. But in terms of the strength of those bail applications and the evidence in which they've found in order to link him to these crimes is exceptionally powerful, exceptionally powerful. I can't think of, this is predates like touch DNA. They're finding too many of Asa and Huerman's hairs on these victims for it to be all coincidence. So, you know, what they're doing is every single, and they're working their way backward with this investigation. Now, the one common factor in all of them is that the family is out of town when he's committing these crimes. So they are figuring out exactly every date that either he's traveling and or Asa and the kid, he's gone. They're gone, and the house is empty. They're then going into Namus. They're saying, "All right, who died? In and around this area, who went missing in and around this area on those dates." And same with anywhere he traveled. They're connecting those dots. They're going back to those agencies and saying, "Did you get any? Was there any biological left? Do you have any DNA? Probable DNA." And then they're going to private labs and they're having them develop profiles and they're coming up with home runs, man, 99.9, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's.
And this one is connecting us to a body that was not on Gilgo Beach. This is in the Hamptons we're talking about here. So if we were thinking, oh, well, he only dumps the bodies over here, this is showing it not so much. Like, he probably has graves all over the place of wherever was convenient to dump the body at that time. 1993 in the hat. I mean, just think back. It's like The Bodyguard was a new movie at the time. You know, dude. I mean, I was a kid. You know, we were both kids.
I'm like 4 years out of graduating high school.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I remember taking a summer vacation and being a kid. And gosh, how far? So we have something this far back. How do you think they connected the dots to this one with that much time that's been spent? Is it DNA? Is it something else? Could it have been some of Asa's talking to the documentarians? I mean, it's just pure speculation, but how do you think they connected something that far back?
I have a feeling that they found a document. Like Tierney, I was watching the presser today, and he was talking about a document that they found that they put it together, you know? And then so there's this document that they've had. Now, I don't know if they found that in that lockbox. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they found that when they were going through his massive amount of hard drives. I mean, the amount of data that they collected from his devices is mind-blowing and terrifying. I mean, I think that they said during the presser today that there were 43 SD cards. I'm hoping very much that that is not significant of the number of victims. But
what's on those SD cards? Why do you have so many SD cards?
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. You know, and for a creep who, you know, clearly kept souvenirs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, obviously we're speculating, but, mm-hmm. you know, your mind can go to some dark places, and this guy was clearly a monster.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I fear that he was active for a long, long time. I mean, Gacy, they put 33 on him, and he was active for 6 years. Mm-hmm. This guy who's 60 years old, you know, and in 93, he's a relatively young man, and he's got the taste at that point in time.
We're talking almost like three decades here.
Three decades, yeah. Man, of like a dude that's warped. And
yeah,
it's a scary thought. It's terrifying, actually, like just how much, I mean, it's like a never ending nightmare with this guy. And they're like, I don't know that they'll ever shut this investigation down. I mean, how could they?
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, it's going to keep going on and on.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.